esperando mal, no es más de mi vida, esperando mal, pero tanto ni se puede ganar.
Anybody pick up his name?
Rick, Ricardo, Ricky, Pamela.
Okay, Ricky.
Ricky.
Maybe, okay.
The Rocky.
Is it? That's my name. I'll just go in just a minute to get my...
Okay, the Honorable Miss Windhouse is going to say there's your league, so just hold on for a moment, Mr. Ricky.
Who is this, Miss Windhouse?
This is Enrique Tabaki.
G-E-B-A-Q-U-I.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Tabaki?
Yeah.
Could you please, I know you stated it once already, but just for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number?
Sure. My name is Enrique Estelo Tabaki, 2789.
Okay, thank you so much. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. I see you were notified about this hearing on June 14th. You signed a paper that day, do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one right that you have is you can hire an attorney at your expense if you wanted to. Or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I represent myself.
Okay, so that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right on that video screen, so down at that end of the bench, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. On the other side of me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your lead for your hearing today. We also have with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, who is a parole officer. Here you can see him now on the screen. He's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So, Mr. Tabaki, I need to swear you both in before we get started. So, Mr. Tabaki and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Tabaki?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Tabaki, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Tabaki, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and when I read them, I need you to tell me if they're true or false, and that'll be phase one of your hearing. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one. The first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 2nd, 2018, for the task LCMS lab report dated March 13th, 2018. Mr. Tabaki, is that true or false?
Well, you'll
have opportunity to explain. For right now, it's just a true or false.
It was true.
Okay. And the other allegation, the second allegation, is that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer immediately after your discharge from the Maricopa Reentry Center on or about March 7th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Tabaki, is that true or false?
Yes.
That's true? Okay. Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Tabaki's admission, and I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by, let's say, Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Just hold on one moment here, Mr. Tabaki. Okay, just want to mark your paperwork correctly. We will go into phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, because that's to determine if your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. So, but before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line there, and when Mr. Turner's finished, we'll be back with you to ask you some questions. Okay, so Mr. Turner.
Mr. Tabaji was released from ADC custody on 12/22/2017, and arrested on 5/25/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/25/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/10/2018 with 79 absconding. Current conviction, 2011, marijuana violation, 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2013, armed robbery, 5 years. This is his second term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with criminal damage, promoting contraband, drugs, and fighting noted. Other arrests, 2005, threat and intimidation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, criminal damage, Arizona, not processed. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, not processed. Has a GD score of G4, V5.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Tabaki, we have a brief written review of your supervision, and I'll go over that with you. It looks like you were released to 216 West Cody Drive in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And who lives there?
My mother.
Oh, that's your mother's house. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And did you live anywhere else, or was that, did you stay there the whole time?
I wasn't staying there. I just stayed in the streets. You know, like friend's house and stuff.
Okay, so you just went from one friend's house to another?
Yeah, it's mostly friend and mother. That's what we made for me.
Okay.
Okay.
And were you working?
Yes, I was working. And UNS instructions, landscaping.
Okay. So you, but did you stay there the whole time?
Not after, like probably like, well, I haven't worked in 1 month. The last time I was off for 5 months, almost and a half, 1 month I didn't work.
Okay. Did you like that?
I kind of like quit for like a week and then I went back. So because of that, I told my boss I wouldn't really work no more.
Right. Okay. Looks like you went to, you were referred to correctional health care for anger management class. How was that going?
It was going great. They put people that really hear you out, you know, off your chest. I liked it, but this Wisconsin stuff really meant like my room, living out there.
Right.
It wasn't really good out there.
Okay,
but
so
it's good people, it's good.
That's a good class. Okay, yeah. We always like to hear you know, what people think about these classes. So it looks like you were placed in February. You were placed in the Maricopa Reentry Center.
Yeah, I was placed in the Maricopa Reentry Center. The first time I got there, they said I produced 9 million urine, which I don't know how that works. So that's why my meds positive came up positive, because the hemo was a hot spot. So my first like 3 UAs, we're not non-human urine. So that's what now they do a spot test, and that's what brought the meds up. So I wasn't using it in the streets. Mm-hmm.
You say you were not using meth, but the mouse swab came up meth?
Yeah, I came up in the MRC program. They didn't come up on the streets. I wasn't doing meth in the streets. Because if you look at the time I was there, it would be impossible for us to use meth in the streets. So.
But did you use meth while you were at MRC?
Yeah, some guy gave me a pill, and it made me feel good. And I just didn't want to go to sleep, and ended up being methodist, so I just got tricked. So, but I'm willing to take responsibility for my actions.
Okay. All right, looks like you also had a positive urine in February for marijuana.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was I used marijuana, in the streets. I was using marijuana in the streets.
Okay, and then in March, there was one that was positive for amphetamines and marijuana. And also one that was positive for methamphetamine and amphetamine.
Well, I don't remember the marijuana, but I know the last of my being out there in the street, I do remember I used some getting some medicine and washing program, but if and marijuana and the meth came up, I probably didn't use it because I have substance abuse of real bad, but like I'm willing to seek help. I know I'm pure minded, but I don't even remember I used it, so that's how bad it was out there.
Mr. Tabaki, you were at Maricopa Reentry Center for drug treatment, and that is, from what we hear, that's one of the best programs around.
Yeah, I've seen the real people hear you out. It's just that I got tricked, and I'm not willing to drink. I got mad at the dude, and honestly, I was pretty pissed because they told me what it was. And MRC is a great program. I really wanted to do the 90-day program, but they didn't give me a chance. They just kicked me out on the spot. I was willing to try the 90-day program because I was only there for 2 weeks.
Right.
I was willing to give 90-day program because I like the programs. They have every day is a program.
That's what we hear. We hear it's very good. So
I really like it. I like the environment, people being around sober people. But right now, I'm still reminded I have no drugs in me.
Well, I hope you remember how you feel right now, now that you're clear-minded and you can actually think. I hope you keep that feeling in mind sometime, because that's one of the best reasons for stopping using drugs, is you can think. So,
yeah, honestly, when you use drugs, your serotonin, your dopamine, your serotonin is actually just blocking your dopamine from being normal, you know what I mean? So I learned that at the MRC program, so I see that they teach you stuff there, so I know that.
Excellent.
You know
what I mean? So, sir, what were you doing on May 25th when Phoenix PD picked you up? What were you doing?
I was giving my little cousin a ride home with my friend. He told me, he asked me if I take it home, and I did. And honestly, I was getting tired of it. I was like tired. I was kind of glad that I came to prison because I was underweight.
Right. But what were you doing then? What caused the Phoenix PD to notice you? Of all
that? Just a random pullover. Like, you know, I got pulled over. It was just the wrong time, the wrong place for me.
Okay.
And,
So you were absconded for 79 days. What were you doing during that 79 days?
It was the worst 79 days of my life. I never realized how bad these streets could get. Gets me in the streets, staying house to house. I'm a graffiti artist, so I'm involved with the art community in downtown Phoenix. I was just like doing, like, trying to make money. Like, I like to do art. And that's what I was doing, they staying from couch to couch, and I didn't like it because sometimes there was times where I had to sleep in the streets, and I just wanted to go home so bad, but it was paranoia that started everything. And I then go back to my mom, she said, they picked me up, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm sorry, that would be a tear in my head
right
now. Yeah. I'm not going to stay still.
All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question? I see Mr. Turner has something to add.
Yes, I just want to add a couple of notes that were put in. On 3-8-2018, Pro Officer Walton went out to the offender's residence, left a noncompliance letter directing the offender to report the next day, 3-9-18 by 9 a.m., which he failed to do so. He called the offender on 3-19, he called the offender's cell phone and went straight to voicemail. He left a voicemail to the offender stating that if he wishes to avoid a warrant being issued for his arrest, he needed to report immediately. He then made contact with the offender's sponsor, Blanca Romero, the mother. She stated the last time that she saw the offender was on 3718 and had not seen him since.
Okay. So Mr. Tabaki, did you remember getting that call on your cell on the 19th?
That phone was lost. I have a little phone.
Oh, okay.
My mom told me, because I called her, and she just told me to go through my salvage, she told me that my bills, my boss, she was doing it for me, and that, where I'm at, she's gonna tell me to come pick me up. Yeah, I was shooting.
Okay, all right. Well, so, we're coming toward the end of your hearing here, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything that you've thought of, you say, gee, I wish I would have told them this. But now's your chance. But just don't repeat something you've already told us.
I wish I could, let me see, try the 90-day program, if I, that's one thing I would like to do, from the break from the MRC, but it's okay now.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board's gonna go into discussion, Mr. Tabaki, and we do our discussion in public, so we haven't talked about your case before right now. So all we ask is you just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, the board's now discussion. Mr. Tabaki was given a couple opportunities for treatment, one-on-one treatment and MRC, and somebody gave him some drugs there at MRC, and of course I think now, in hindsight, he realizes MRC was a pretty good thing, and probably would be something that would be very helpful to him. Unfortunately, he's pretty much kept on using drugs, all kinds of drugs, the entire time he was on supervision. It looks like THC, methamphetamine, amphetamines, and there's also a note here that he admitted using a Percocet. He was involved in a couple of other things that are, looks like he was involved in taking some, he had this screenshot sent of him holding firearms, which we didn't really discuss, but I am not seeing him as a good candidate right now, given that he absconded for 79 days. I think he's coming to realize that being clear-headed kind of beats using drugs, but I'd be willing to listen to any other input from poll board members. Okay. I'm going to make a motion, and based on information in board 2018W0854, our conversation with Mr. Tabaki, information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Tabaki was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 79 days and also for using illegal drugs while he was on community supervision. Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by Ms. Gold, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agree, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Tabaki, you heard the board's discussion. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. However, we're showing you with a release date of November 10th of this year. So that gives you a few months here. Now, it's not that far away. It'll actually go by pretty fast. To get yourself kind of together. Now that you're clear-headed, I see that you're clear-headed. Yeah.
Honestly, this I'm actually glad I came to prison because I kind of get snapped out of it. And I'm leaving Stanley, my number, so I'm putting it up.
You okay with your number? And you've got all this time, get with your CO3 for as much help as they can give you with making a plan so that when you get out, you don't have to go back to being homeless and being skinny and not having anything to eat and being out there on the streets. So,
yeah, I'm working on my CDL license for
oh, excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, sir, we sure wish you the best. If you live in Arizona, we probably won't see one of your murals. But, you know, maybe we'll be traveling someday and see one of your murals somewhere. All right. We'll do that. All right, sir. Well, this concludes your hearing. Thank you so much for participating. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. I'll bless you guys.
Thank you, sir.